Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, Houston. Good morning, it's Robert.
Good morning, everybody. All right, Rob. All right, who do we have here next? Mr. John Littleton up on Lake Houston. Let's check in with him. We didn't get to talk to him last week. He was feeding deer. John, what's up, man?
Oh, not much, Captain Mickey. I wish I would have been feeding deer. I was in one of them big, long safety meetings.
Oh, you know, okay. That's what it was. All right, I got you. I thought you'd gone to the deer lease.
No, we do those. And it's a breakfast thing, you know. We do that three or four times a year. But, you know, that's just, you know, people actually think all I do is fish, you know, but I do have a real job, you know.
Well, you have to work to support your habit, bud.
That's exactly it. People keep saying, when are you going to retire? And I go, well, I don't want to really retire. I want to just, you know, keep showing up at work. They keep giving me a check, and, you know, I get to go fishing. And
that's it.
Do playing around and whatever I want to do, you know.
So, well, you work more hours, hey, make more money so you can catch more fish.
That's exactly it. That's how you play that little game.
That's it.
But you know, still trying to get my boat back. I hadn't even got to go put it in the water yet. Mickey, check out all my new electronics and see what all I've been missing, you know, under the water.
Well, it sounds like you got all Gucci'd up then, man.
Yeah, I'm excited about going and getting it. You know, it's all hooked up. All I got to do is just go out there and turn it on and adjust it a little bit, and, you know, we'll be good to go. Them fish better watch out. I'm coming for them now.
Boy.
I hadn't been.
You tell them fish I'm coming and hell's coming with me.
There you go. They better watch out. And they're biting, Mickey. I mean, you know, I haven't been in a couple of weeks. We did vacation this week, but, you know, they're catching some good fish. Even on Tuesday night, you know, it's still taking, you know, 10 pounds or more to win, and that's three fish, you know, so.
Yeah, that's good for Lake Houston hot summertime fishing, you betcha.
I can remember the years where, you know, in a regular tournament, you come in with 7-8 pounds and win, and that's five fish, you know. So, yeah, it's you know, they're biting, and the water's good. The water, I mean, I did go over to the lake this week, and but the water looks really good. You know, it's about normal pool. You know, the conditions are good. It's, you know, except it's just hot. You know, it is hot. But I haven't, you know, like I said, I haven't heard really what the water temp is, but I know it's got to be it's got to be pushing 90 up in the day, you know. But
right.
It's got to be, you know, right around there.
Yeah, I saw where our water temp at Eagle Point this morning was 89 degrees.
Yeah. Well, I know before, a couple weeks ago, it was in the upper 80s.
Right.
You know, when I was out there. So, and we've had some hot days this week. So.
Oh, yeah.
It'll push it on up.
We'll have a hot weekend ahead of us, too.
The week's been pretty good, and the wind's been down, and, you know, so it's, the water's cleaning up real good. And, you know, the best reports I'm getting right now, Nicky, is from the bayou, because, you know, that has the most consistent deep water for Lake Houston. And when I say deep water, I'm talking 8 to 12, 14, you know, foot.
Right.
Which, you know, going up the bayou, if people that are familiar or not really familiar with it, you know, around the banks, you know, naturally it's 2-3 foot deep and a little shallower. But, you know, out in the middle areas, you know, it gets up to 20 foot in some areas. So, you know, they'll migrate up and down that, and there's all kind of brush, stumps and stuff through there. And they'll run up there to the bank early in the morning and get them something to eat and come back. And they'll sit down there on those old, you know, laydowns and brush piles and stuff.
Right.
And you just got to get out the old Carolina rig. You know, that seems to be, or that or a football jig. You know, I know some of the guys, and I throw it. It's, you know, we'll take a football jig with some little creature bait, something probably black and blue or, you know, black with a chartreuse tail or something like that, and throw it out there and just drag it along the bottom, and, you know, you'll catch them, you know, and then a lot of good fish, you know. I know even Tuesday night, the guys that won, Joe and Mark, and I think one of them had a 450-something, so, you know, they did something right. I don't know what they were doing, but, you know, they did something right and caught some good fish. So.
Well, coming up this year, every year y'all do this 2021's that Kids Unlimited big raffle for the cancer kids and all that. That's
yes, yeah. That's coming up in October, and they got all the stuff together. They're giving away, and I sent you a copy of that. Man,
I'm looking at that list of all the raffle items. It's pretty big time. A Black Rain Ordnance, battle-worn MSR 556, and a Browning X-Bolt 6.5 Creedmoor.
Yeah.
A Henry Big Boy Walnut Brass Octagon Barrel 357 Mag. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff on here. 9mm and, I mean, Dove Hunts, Wild Hog Hunt, Galveston Bay Saltwater Guided Fishing Trips, Fayette County, Camping Package, GoPro cameras, I mean, everything, even a Caribbean vacation.
yeah, you can, and I even think I saw some ladies' purses and jewelry somewhere.
I saw that, a Dooney & Burke designer handbag, man.
There you go. That's probably what I would win, but, you know, my wife, that'd save it for
She'd
Christmas.
Appreciate
there
it.
There you go.
Get you an Apple Watch, an Apple iPad.
Yeah, but, you know, we give that stuff away at that fishing tournament for the kids where we all get together, a bunch of us bass fishermen and saltwater fishermen and just fishermen, you know. The thing is, when we do this, they need boats to take these kids out fishing, you know, and we do it on Fayette County. So, you know, it's real good, and they're out there. They have, you know, some camera people out there taking pictures and doing some videos and some other stuff. But it's a yearly fundraiser, and I help them every year and been doing it for years, and, you know, a lot of the other guys do. And so we're getting ready to kick that off, and, you know, I commit to selling quite a few tickets every year, and I've got, you know, tickets, or you can get them online. There's a little tricky way you got to do it online, but you know, if people want to, you know, buy some tickets online or just, you know, call me, I can meet up with them somewhere and get them hooked up with some tickets to for that raffle. And even with the guns and stuff, Mickey, you know, if you don't want the guns, all the guns are at Bass Pro Shop in Pearland, and if you don't want the guns, they'll give you a gift card for the value of that gun, and you can buy anything you want, you know. So, you know, that's always good, too. That's a good option, you know. I never forget the buddy of mine that said he had won one, and he didn't need a gun. He took the gift card, and he said he always wanted a camouflage recliner, and his wife never would let him buy it. So he won that, one of the guns, and he went and bought him a camouflage recliner. He had to put it in the garage, I think, but, you know, hey, he got his camouflage recliner.
Hey, I got a camouflage little couch in my den with me with my recliner and everything in there where my little hangout is. And my wife actually ordered those cushions for me and everything for that couch. It's an old one we had, and it's one of those that cargo furniture where you can order new cushions and all that, and she did that for me. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you got a good one. You know, mine's always been good about that throughout the years. You know, with our last remodel job, I had to bring some deer heads and trophies and bass to my office and decorate my office. So it was just, you know, it didn't fit her new decor. So you know how that goes.
I know.
yeah. But,
it's just good to be here and still have one to put up with our stuff, you know.
Oh, I tell you, it's like, I don't know if I would. I mean, it's hard enough for me to put up with me, but, you know, that's how it is. But, I know, and, you know, getting back to the fishing, you know, Mickey, there's still being some crappie caught. Now, those guys are down deep right now.
Right.
But I say deep, you know, and I was telling the guy the other day we were talking, you know, when people say, oh, man, that's deep. That's 15 foot deep. You ever sit in your boat and think, you know, my boat's 20 foot long or 21 foot, and 15 foot's not that deep.
No, it's really not. Not if you look at it like that.
No, it's really not. And he said, you know, I've been fishing all my life, and I never thought about that or never heard somebody mention that, but you're exactly right. 15 feet. If you picture it and you're sitting in your boat, it's not that deep, but it sure sounds deep when you're out there fishing. You know, you tell people you're fishing 15, 20 foot deep. It's not really that deep, but
less than the length of your boat.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, it's just not that deep when you consider it like that.
No.
But most of those guys are still drowning minnows out there, Mickey. They're taking those minnows and sinking them down on a little tight line. I heard you talking with Randy yesterday, and I think that's, you know, they're doing probably the same thing. They're just tight lining that with a little split shot.
Yeah,
and I know some of the guys use those bobber stoppers.
Right.
And they'll slide that. Set it at about 12 or 15 foot deep, however deep they want it, and then they can just use their spinning reel, flip it over, and that cork will sink, you know, down to that bobber stopper. And people see them with a cork, and they would go, oh, my God, how you get that much line out on a cork?
It's like in saltwater using a slip cork when you're fishing deep on the well pads and stuff with live bait. Use the slip cork and cast it better.
Yeah.
Well, all right, John.
They all use the spinning rods and reels. So
well, if somebody wants to get with you on that kids tournament raffle thing and all that coming up in October, give them your number out so they can give you a call. You can get six raffle tickets for $100, something like that, if you buy six for $100.
They're $20 a piece or six for $100.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, you get a little better deal, and you can pull up with a buddy or something, you know.
Right.
We don't, you know, it doesn't matter. So.
All right, well,
but yeah,
throw them out some info.
They can give me a call at 281 22 1-800-522-8544.
All right, John. Have a good weekend. And
I'll talk to you next week
and tell me how those new electronics are working for you.
I will. All right.
All right, buddy. Take care. All right, that's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. And I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Hunters Extravaganza Show. That's right around the corner. It's the granddaddy of all hunting shows. And it's coming to Houston August 6th through the 8th at the NRG Center. And that'll be the show for 2021, the Hunters Extravaganza Show. Bring the whole family and the kids. Bring everybody out to check out Gator Country's huge gators they'll have there on display. With hunting season right around the corner, come check out all the cool stuff hunters need for this upcoming season. Scope out the biggest and best in camo, blinds, feeders, ATVs, optics, game calls, and a whole lot more. And zero in on your next hunt with the world's most premier outdoor outfitters and guides all under one roof at the Hunters Extravaganza Show. And you can track down all the greatest giveaways and attractions at the granddaddy of all hunting shows, where the hunters from all across Texas and beyond gather each year. Go to huntersextravaganza.com, a Texas Trophy Hunters production. Where did you come from,
baby? And ooh, won't you take me there right away? Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 519 here in the Bayou City.
All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe and check in with the fish dude and see what the catfish are doing. The catfish jumping?
They're jumping in the boat, Mickey. You know it.
Yes, sir. Well,
good night.
I'll tell you what.
Man, these rascals are just going nuts. Like I was saying yesterday, I've been kind of running up there looking at some different spots, and I'm looking at these cuts going into these flat areas because the catfish are trying to spawn right now. Well, you know, typically a lot of people are going to think about spawn. You know, that's where you can see most of them, right? That's, you know, a lot of times they'll get in such shallow water, but that's largemouth, brim, crappie, catfish. They're going to find a big flat that's, say, 8 to 10 foot deep, and them sunguns will be up on top of there. So I tell you what, we were sitting out there yesterday. It's a funny thing. It was getting hot as a firecracker. Good night. That wind quit. And I'm sitting there saying, we're fixing to have to go. I mean, I can't hardly breathe. And all of a sudden, a little old storm just out of nowhere, kind of a dark cloud popped up. It never rained, but it popped up, and then it kind of got a little bit of a breeze. And I said, dang, that's good, because we only need like 15 more. And it's good night. It's only 7:30 in the morning. And we didn't get started till 6:15, right? So I'm going, you know, it's like, you know, these sun guns are going, but it's so hot. And we're getting ready to move. And then that storm popped in and just made it where it's comfortable. I said, we can sit right here and just wear them out. And we did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, a couple of hours, we had us a limit of fish. I mean, good night. You can't beat that. But the problem is it's, like I say, it's just I hate just going out and catching a limit and coming back, right? I mean, they're jumping in the boat.
Right.
Basically. But I'm just not one of those guys that like to continue. But dang, it's so hot, you can't do it. But, I mean, when you catch that many fish that quick, it's well worth. Let's go get them and get back before it turns into a sauna out there, because it's already that way this morning. There is a little breeze, not much, but I think now I said something, it stopped. So, I mean, that's the thing. Good night. And that's one of them things, you know. And then I don't know. Everything's weird right now, because, like I say, these catfish are kind of up on these flats. If you want to catch some big ones, we're sitting there, like I said, we're fixing to finish it off, and we're sitting there kind of going, I said, look at the jug, it's coming right at us. And there was a big old jug. I mean, it was one of them noodles, but it was a bigger one. It wasn't a regular old swim noodle. And, you know, it's about 2 foot long, and it's orange and stuff. Well, that's another thing most people don't realize. The coloration of those things, I'm not sure what it is. I know red's commercial, and then white is supposed to be, you know, the average guy. You know, if you're commercial fishing, I think it's red or orange or
really,
something like that.
They have colors for those, huh? Okay.
They do have colors for those, and a lot of people don't realize that. White is what we're supposed to be using as the average Joe, right?
The recreational anglers.
The recreational, yes. And that's, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, and I'll see all colored jugs. But this thing, it was coming up. I mean, it almost came to us. It was literally coming right to us, this big old jug. And then all of a sudden, it stopped about probably 20 yards off, and then it just took a dive. I said, oh, that's a big one there. And then it popped back up and kind of did a few circles right there. And then it got up there within about 10 feet of the boat, and I said, well, let me try to hook it. So I couldn't see a name or anything on the jug. And that's another thing, you're supposed to, identify them and then the date them. And I think it's supposed to be checked every 24 hours, and the date changed every 24 hours. So that's another. People don't pay attention to that. They just chuck them out there and say, I can't find it, and they walk off. Well, then you got a fish hung out there swimming around for weeks and days,
Starving to death on the fish hook, yeah.
Right. So, if you put them out, tend to them, that's one of the things. But when you get one like that.
People don't realize how a boat will scare a fish, even with a trolling motor. I see it in the bay. Yep. Somebody will break off a trout or a red with a popping cork and, shrimp rig. And you'll see that popping cork, and he'll be close to the school that you're fishing on, and you try to troll over there so you can cast and hook it and get that fish. And when you run that trolling motor and try to get to him, he runs away from you. He's running away from the boat. He knows that boat's there, and this fish is hooked and all stressed out. And
I'll tell you something funny about that.
It's amazing. They know, even in deep water, they know the presence of that boat.
Yes, they do. That's what was funny about that one yesterday, because we were sitting in about, I'm sitting right on a ledge, right where it drops off into the creek channel and the main river that dumps into a flat. The flat itself is only like 6 foot deep. That where I was sitting was probably 16 to 18 foot deep. And it's right on this little point where this creek and the river meet, right? So it's coming down. I can see. I know how the bottom contour is and where this fish is coming from.
Right.
And I can see him coming across this flat, but he's right on that just right on the break of that ridge, right where we're sitting, and he's coming right to us. And then as he gets to the boat, I have a 1/8 ounce weight and a treble hook on the line. That's what I catfish with. He's within 10 feet. And I'm on spot lock. We're not really moving because there's no wind, so the motor's not really working or nothing.
Right.
And so he's just creeping right on up. And I toss that thing out and land 2 feet on the other side of him in the direction he was headed. As soon as it hit the water, he changed directions. I mean, that little bitty plop, he knew what it was. He didn't want to be there, so he knew something was up. So he turned around and hauled butt across that flat. So that's the last time I saw him. He was headed up on that flat. So
that's one of my favorite scenes in Jaws, when they had three harpoons and that big shark, and old Captain Flint goes, he's got three barrels on him. There's no way he can stay under with three barrels on him.
Exactly. That's the thing. When you see him like a gallon jug, I do them with a gallon. You said when I first started jug line fishing years ago, that's why I used gallon bleach jugs, right? They're solid white.
You can write on them with a marker.
Yeah, I mean, they work great. But the noodles are convenient because you can just take all your hooks and just hook them right back in it instead of having to take the staging off and all that.
Right.
So, but, those Clorox jugs, if you get one to pull one of them rascals under, I promise you, that's Mr. Man right there, because he's that's a serious
big old blue.
And if they'll hold it down, I've only seen one that'll hold a gallon jug that would hold it down for over 5 minutes. I've only seen one. And I couldn't ever catch up to that one. I was picking a guy up on the south end of the lake one day, and this dang gallon jug kept circling his dock. And I had my boat tied up to his dock because he's going to come down there and just step on the dock and get out in the boat. And dang jug kept circling the end of his dock, and every time he'd come by, just as soon as I'd reach down there and try to grab it, it would go under.
Yeah.
And I said, dang it. And he came by like 5 times, and on the 5th time, he pulled it down and hauled it under for 5 to 6 minutes at a time.
Dang.
And then he'd pop up. 100 yards away. It's like, good night. That's got to be a giant, But I never did get a look at him. And then the last time I saw it, he pulled it under, and he never popped back up. We went hybrid fishing.
Man.
So, it's. You ain't lying. When you see them rascals pulling big jugs down like that, it's on. And there's people out here that fish for them like that, too. They'll take those gallon jugs and they'll take a big old brim or whole brim or live brim, whatever, cut him up, chunk him, whatever, put him on the hook and hang him out there and try to catch them big giant ones.
Remember that video up there on Conroe a few years ago? It was floating around on social media where the catfish had that basketball stuck in his mouth?
Yes. Remember that? I do. I do remember that. A friend of mine actually pulled a 10-pound bass out of it was like a 30-pound catfish had a 10-pound bass in its mouth.
Wow.
Something like that. And it, you know, both of them lived because he saw them flopping around on top. He sent me a video. That was a long time ago. I don't know. No, I probably changed phone. I know the phone I had it on went swimming at least once. So that's the problem with my phones. They go swimming a lot, about once every other year or so. I keep telling them they need to put fins on them.
Hey, James loses probably 5 a year like that. I was talking to him one time, and I heard the phone gurgling under the water.
Oh, no. He
had it up to his ear, and I was talking to him, and he was leaned over netting a fish, and the phone fell off his shoulder in his ear and hit the water, and I could hear it gurgling going down to the bottom.
Oh, no,
said,
no.
Bottom.com. There went another $900,000.
Exactly. I mean, it kind of hurts, but there ain't a dang thing you can do about it, right? Just go on and get you another. I mean, I've done it so many times. I did find out on my bass boat, if you set that phone up there on that front seat pedestal at about 35 miles an hour, it'll actually fly off there and make about 20 foot in the air. It'll go. I did that over in Caney Creek over on River, and I set it up there when I'm bass fishing, and, you know, because I'm usually just playing when I'm bass fishing, so I'll answer phone calls. Normally, if I'm out here, you know, fishing
party, I don't even pick my phone up. I just throw it under the leaning post and keep fishing.
That's me. I don't talk on my phone. I don't do none of that. I get out here. We're going to catch a bunch of fish, and we're going to do it as quick as we can, especially this time of year. Good night. Like I say, this morning I got a 6-year-old, so we're going to see how much fun we can have real quick.
Get them while they're hot, baby.
Yes, sir. I guarantee you. I just hope this little breeze keeps up. Even though it ain't much, it's enough.
It's enough. All right, buddy. Well, I got to run, Richard. If somebody wants to call you and come up to Conroe and get on these hot Texas cats right now while they're running, give them some info.
Well, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
And they ain't a better eating catfish than out of Lake Conroe. I don't know why they taste so good. They are good.
I don't either, but they're great.
I'm telling you. All right, buddy. Richard, have a good one, man.
Yes, sir, y'all too.
Be safe. All right, take care. All right, that's Richard Todd up on Lake Conroe. And I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the CCA Texas Star Tournament. It's currently going on. It started Memorial Day weekend. It'll run all the way through Labor Day weekend. It's the 32nd annual, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Tilson Homes, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. And after the freeze event and everything, they've been on this catch and release for our, you know, precious resource, and it's a great deal. What they've done, they normally stock 60 reds in our Texas waters every year. This year they went with 180 tagged redfish for all these great prizes, and there's tons of good prizes left to be won before, you know, Labor Day weekend. That'll triple your chances of winning these great prizes. Go to startournament.org. That'll give you all your info for rules, entry, and prize information. And good news for the offshore fishermen, the Red Snapper Division. The biggest Red Snapper will win you a Polaris Ranger Crew 570 EFI with a Big Tex trailer to pull it on. Startournament.org. Call 713-626-4222. And great sponsors like Mercury Marines, Shiner Bach, Hoff Power, Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptic, and Coastline Trailers, just to name a few. StarTournament.org. Sign up today. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 5:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down G-Town way and let's check in with old Captain Steve Hillman, old score tracker himself. Hillman, what's up?
Nothing. Fixing to roll out.
Nothing.
Fixing to go get some of this hot action.
It's all good in the hood, baby.
Yeah.
The fish hood.
It's pretty good. It's probably about the best bite I've seen all summer. It's pretty easy fishing right now, just really just get out there anywhere there's a piece of shell or anything. You see slicks everywhere. You really don't have to go anywhere. Just flip her sideways, catch all you want.
Yeah, just throw a lure in the water and the fish are jumping all over it, man.
Yeah, that's, man. Problem is, we're getting done so early, you know, with limits. Then we got to go do something else. We got to find something to do all day.
Right.
And so, I sure wish that was the truth. This is the toughest stretch I've been on in a while, man.
Yeah. Well,
it's tough. It's tough fishing for a lure guy.
Yeah.
I mean, we're catching fish, but man, it's a grind. It's some long, hot days right now.
I know. It sure gets hot about 2 to 3 o'clock, man. It's just the old brain starts baking.
Yeah. It
we're not getting any younger. The older you get, the worse that bothers you. You know, it used to not bother me, but now I just, hey, there ain't nothing out there worth staying on for me to bake on. Now, back in the old days, we had 7-8 pounders jumping in the boat. Yeah, maybe so, but.
Yeah. I've never had 7 or 8 pounders jumping in my boat.
I know better than that. I know you have.
But, no, we're running around a lot. That's helping. Keeping us cool. Actually, the last couple of days hadn't been that bad. We've had a little north wind kicked up last couple of days late
morning.
And
actually, next Tuesday, we're going to have a cool front come in. It's going to cool down to 91 for a high.
Oh, wow.
And the upper 70s for lows. So that's going to be a little relief next week. About a 60% chance of rain on Tuesday, though, but we'll take it.
Oh,
it's all good.
We don't need any more rain, man. This bay is finally starting to get right. We're starting to catch some fish in some areas that we're supposed to catch fish in and that have been previously unfishable because of the fresh water.
Right.
So I don't want to go through a long stretch of rain like we did here about a month ago. We don't need any of that.
Well, we don't need another Harvey.
No, we don't. But no, up until I guess mid last week, about the day I had Travis and them, was that last Thursday? That was kind of my first tough day. That day I ran a double with, I had Travis and Taylor that morning, and then Randall and Gary that afternoon. And then that was a grind. And of course we had some wind and stuff, but it wasn't the wind. Can't blame it on the wind because where I was fishing, we were fine. And then the following day we did pretty good. That Friday was the last time I talked to you, I think. And we had to work for them, but we ended up catching 16 or 17 keepers, which sounds great these days, right?
Yeah. Call the Chronicle on those, buddy.
And then that Saturday I took off, and Sunday Mr. DeAtkins and his brother in from Marble Falls and his son, and we did pretty good. We caught 16 or 17 fish again, and had to work for them, you know, but came in by noon or one. It wasn't horrible. And then we had, then this week, man, it just started really getting tough on the backside of this full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still catching fish, but it just got really, really tough. And for a while there, we had those hard incoming tides in the morning. Tide was getting so low at night. That's starting to improve. Yesterday morning, the tide wasn't as bad as far as ripping in.
Right.
And, you could tell it with the water clarity was a heck of a lot better. And I started out at this one little spot yesterday. I had Lance Benson and his girlfriend Jody and their buddy Brandon. And we started out at this little spot. I've been catching fish. It's about the size of my backyard. And there's one little patch of fish there, a million little ones. And we caught 5 keepers there and probably 25 throwbacks, and it got so pretty, man. It was a light north wind. It was nice and cool, and there's another area I've been catching fish that they just popped up here about a week ago, and it's kind of in the opposite direction where we're fishing. I said, you know what, let's go to the surf. And so we ran out there and
caught
a lot of
fish yesterday.
Yeah, we ended up on the beach.
Boy, that's panic mode right there. Said, hey, we're going to some water. Where did
Lance
you go?
Lance and them, they don't really care. I told them, I said, look, we may not catch anything. But let's just go do something different.
Sure.
And I ran down the beach until we found some birds and shrimp and rafts of mullet and some slicks and pulled in, man, and it was like SeaWorld. We caught everything. We had sharks. There was dolphins everywhere. We caught a bunch of little fish. We caught keepers too. But the only way you can really catch keepers, we caught some on Little John's. We caught most of them on top water as far as the keepers. But we caught over 150 fish yesterday. We had
Good Lord.
But most of them little. We only had, out of all that, you know, it sounds great, but out of all that, we only had 16 keepers.
Yeah, I saw a lady posted something on Facebook the other day. Here's the keepers we're catching. She had a cooler with some big, huge shrimp in it. It looked like 8 counts. And said, yeah, the shrimp are bigger than the trout where we're at right now. So she must have been big pile of pencils somewhere. Some juveniles.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, man. There's a lot of little fish everywhere.
That's good. We say that every year, man. Next year's going to be the year. But them little ones just keep on coming.
But the only way you could catch keepers, at least doing what I was doing. Now, look, I didn't go out there till almost 9 o'clock, so I'm sure I missed something. But the water was gorgeous, by the way. I mean, you could see 4 feet down. It was beautiful.
Oh, really? Cool.
Oh, man, it was pretty. But we went way west.
Like that. There's nothing better than that. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was nice. It was just a nice change of scenery. You know, time I did that a couple of weeks ago. It is. But a couple of weeks ago when I did that, I was a day early, and it was still kind of dirty. But we went way west, and we got on those fish. We got on 2 pods of fish. Like I said, a lot of little ones, and sharks were eating a lot of them. And I was throwing a topwater, and I lost a couple of my good topwaters to sharks, to little black tips, little 3-foot black tips. And so I grabbed, I've got this little metal box behind my leaning post, and it has just old lures that I really should throw away, like old topwaters and rusted hooks and stuff. And I just started grabbing those. And it's kind of like when we used to work birds a lot in the bay, and and when they had a lot of keepers in them, you use all your old soft plastics under the birds so you don't use your good stuff. So I started just grabbing old crappy topwaters out of there that were nasty looking. And I was throwing them, most of the keepers you had to throw almost up against the beach. We had the wind our back. Wind had switched a little bit. It was northeast. And you had to throw up on the first bar. And then when you pulled it off the first bar, or in between the first and second bar. But really, the better fish were right on the first bar.
Right.
And they were just smoking that top water. But, man, every one of them, I had one about 3 pounds, and it was a race. I couldn't reel fast enough. I had about a 4-foot black tip chasing it, Mach 1, and I almost got it in. I mean, I'm ripping it. And I'm throwing a 7-to-1 gear ratio reel at TX is what I was throwing yesterday. And I was ripping it 90 miles an hour in, man. That shark finally got it right at the boat. But you had to be fast. You had to be really fast. And then we caught gaff top. We caught ladyfish, all kinds of junk. And then a decent school we got on had more keepers in them. Right when we got on that school, the dolphins came in first. And then a big bull shark came in there right on the first bar, man.
Oh, boy.
And it was there. I was fishing. There was a lot of people in the water down there, man. It was, I don't think any of them saw that. But that bull shark went crazy in there. He thrashed the water so much he muddied it up.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
His back was almost out of the water. And so that was the end of that bite. And then we came back in the bay and piddled around went and checked on some other stuff, and we caught some more fish. It was a nice day. It was nice to do something different. But as far as fishing for lures, at least being just lock and load, it's not. A few weeks ago, those fish aren't everywhere, and some of the other areas that there were fish kind of, I guess, dried up, because I'm starting to see boats in spots that I hadn't seen them all summer, and that's been a little bit challenging at times too.
Sure.
But, you know, it's not just the conditions we have to deal with these days. It's the boats. I mean, as big as this bay is, there's still certain people that like to, you know, get on top of you. There's these two croaker heads that showed up in an area I've been fishing for a long time. They showed up about 3 weeks ago, man, and they're anchoring up in the dark. Side by side.
Oh boy.
And so you know, I've lost some of my stuff, but it is what it is. But there are some fish starting to show up in different areas, but it's all like fishing in your living room. It's not like wide open spaces. You just flip her sideways and look for a wad of slicks and go to town. It's nothing like that.
Yeah, I know.
It's nook and cranny stuff. And yep. usually this time of year, we've got some bigger schools on some of the reefs and stuff. And there are some schools on the reefs, but a lot of them are little. And you gotta really weed through them. Like, I don't know what day it was. A couple of days ago, I had Trey Doman and his little boy, Brooks, and his buddy, Gray. And, I don't know what day that was, but we catch a 13-inch trout. They were slicking. We catch a 13-inch trout, then we catch a 3-pound trout. Then we catch a 12-inch trout, 14-inch trout, and then a 3-pound trout. So it's like some of these areas, there's some bigger fish mixed in, but there's nothing in between.
Right.
They're either peanuts or they're really nice fish.
Right.
But Little John's have been working the best, hands down, without a doubt. Purple Demon, Little John. I had one Little John I had tied on yesterday. I personally caught over 40 fish on that one bait. It's still tied on. It looks like a sponge.
Oh, yeah. Looks like it's got powdered sugar on it. There's so many teeth marks in it. I love them when they get like that. They just let more scent out in the water when they get like that because they've got the scent
for it. See, that's what I think, too. But that Purple Demon, and then the other day, I ran out of those. I've since restocked, but I ran out of those, and I have these ones that are, I think they're called Margarita. They're chartreuse with glitter, and those were working real good. And then we had one day when I had those kids. I had a couple days with kids, and we caught most of our fish on those Bass Assassin. And I think they're called Little Bosses. I know James likes to throw those things.
Yeah, that's the swim paddle tail swim bait with the little ridges on it.
It's got ridges on it.
Yeah,
it looks like a grub worm or something.
Exactly.
But those things work, man. The problem with those, you catch like one fish on them, and the tail, when that trout comes in, he's shaking his head, the tail's gone.
Trout, man, with their little teeth and they shake their head, they just tear those real soft baits up like crazy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But I was getting so frustrated with the tails flicking off of them. I said, screw it. I left it on my hook. And I was catching just as many fish on the one without a tail.
Yeah, just a grub.
Yeah. Well, it's like in that Pat Doyle tournament about a month ago, one of the guys on the boat that caught most of our bigger fish, he was throwing one of those Kay Wiggler Willowtails, one of Wayne Davis's baits.
Uh-huh.
And he was doing pretty good. And then a trout bit the Willowtail off of it. And so now he's just throwing this thing that looked like an oversized Little John, really.
Yeah.
And he caught the biggest fish on that. So maybe that's how they figured out how to make those Little Johns. I don't know.
Those don't
look like anything.
Whatever they did with that, they made an unbelievable bait.
It's a miracle. Yeah, it's crazy. For some reason, for me at least, the later in the summer it gets, the hotter the water gets, the better those baits work. I don't know why. That's just my personal experience.
And I like them. Another time I really like them good is when you're in that transition between winter and spring when it's still pretty cold. Boy, they get on them hard, man. That's when I catch a lot of my better fish on them.
No, I think you're right. I think they suspend better. If you put them on, like we rig them on light jig heads, on 16-ounce jig heads, and I know you and James
Because that bait, normally it just sinks faster than other baits do. And when you put it on that Pro Elite head, that real light head, it's just the perfect combination with it. It gets in the strike zone and stays there, you know.
Yeah. But what I'm doing right now, and I'm holding my own, believe it or not. The last time somebody put it on me, and it's pretty really easy for this to happen, when I had Travis and Taylor that day, and they made me apologize, man.
Yeah, those guys are fishing machines, man.
But I'm actually doing pretty. I'm kind of holding my own right now. But what I'm doing with these Little Johns, I'll cast them out there, let them sink, and keep my rod tip down and just straight retrieve, and then just buggy whip that rod. Like I'm using a real light, real soft tip rod, that HP Light, the Water Lyric HP Light, and I'll whip the crap out of it and start reeling it and then let it settle again, and that's when they're smacking it.
Yep.
I think we're just making them mad.
Yeah, you are. They can't refuse it. Plus, they pick up the scent. Well, hey, Steve, I got to run. If somebody wants to call you about fishing Galveston Bay, give them some info. Give them a number, man.
All right, man, 409-256-7937.
All right, Hillman. Hey, good luck today, man. Go catch him up.
Thanks, Mickey. I'm going to
need it. Maybe a pencil fest. All right, buddy.
We're going pencil popping. All right, man.
All right, dog. Later. All right. That's Captain Steve Hillman in G-Town. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Captain Insano shows no mercy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.